Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Kermit the Frog. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's almost...
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
Oh, my gosh. It's bad. It's bad. It's ruining mine.
Why are there... No, it's not about
no,
that.
No, please, 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 please. Today's episode is the Halloween episode.
Hi-ya!
Halloween.
It's really scary.
It's so spooky. Yeah. It's actually not that scary. Don't worry. It's like, you know when you go to Disneyland around Halloween and it's... Hello? You know when you go to Disneyland around Halloween and it's like Mickey's pumpkin, whatever. It's not that spooky.
Fright Fest.
Yeah, Fright Fest. It's like not very scary. It's like kids could listen to this one.
In fact, it's more scary for adults. We tell stories about taxes and dentist's office.
Yes, we do somehow end up talking about taxes for quite a while. Before we kick off the episode, my very first comedy special is coming out November 12th on Veeps. We've announced it. We've been pushing it. We've been talking about it. It's a very big deal for me. So I hope you watch it. We'd love to have you there either at the actual virtual premiere, which is virtual. You don't have to go anywhere. Don't worry. Or anytime after that, it'll be available on the service for you to purchase a ticket. Thank you for your support. We hope the Adoids come out in droves to watch the special.
Do the other half of my heart.
The other half of my
half of
other
my
half of my heart.
The half of my
okay.
heart. That's the thumbnail for you, Grant. Us doing the heart is the thumbnail.
He's going to... It's a spooky time for us. It's a spooky time for us. It's a spooky time for all right now. It's a spooky time for us. It's a spooky time for us. It's a spooky time for all right now.
It's a spooky time for all right now. There are things around every corner to scare you. It's a spooky time for us.
It's a spooky time for us. It's a spooky time for us right now.
Happy
Halloween.
Happy birthday to It the Clown.
Happy birthday, It the Clown.
It's Hollow freaking Ween. It's Hollow freaking Ween.
It's Hollow freaking Ween. Happy birthday, It the Clown. I hope you get to capture a bunch of kids, because I know that's your favorite thing to do. It's Halloween.
Happy birthday to Skeleton. I hope your bones are rattling.
It's Hollow freaking Ween. It's Hollow freaking Ween. Happy birthday to the leaders of the world. I hope you get to take advantage of the less advantaged. I hope you get to create rules that keep you at the top.
Ooh,
keep you at the top.
Because it's Hollow freaking Ween.
It's Hollow freaking Ween.
Happy birthday to the goblins and ghouls. I hope you get to roll around in slime as you do. That's right. Because
it's Hollow freaking Ween.
Happy Hollow freaking Ween, you
Happy
guys.
Happy Hollow freaking Ween, guys.
I'm obviously a frog, unnamed, not Kermit, just regular frog.
Regular frog.
And Gabe is obviously science.
Science, doctor, STEM. I am STEM. Hi, hey, pleasure. I am STEM. Lovely to meet you.
Pleasure.
Why don't you come inside to my home that I live in and have purchased? Please feel free to take your shoes off where the shoes are to be taken off. Have a seat where the seating is to have happened. Would you like some sustenance? Perhaps some liquid?
I'm actually not following what this character is. He's, is it a homeowner? Is no, that what's he's so just, different than
he's
your...
He's just a robot. He's just STEM.
Oh, so oh, okay.
He's not
just
very
giving
social.
Science.
He's
okay,
just
okay,
kind
okay.
of like, this is how science would talk.
This is how science would talk.
Yeah.
And Grant is Ms. Piggy.
Oink, oink.
It's actually not. I actually have pig ears. Grant's a pink teddy bear.
No, Grant is kind of giving like girl on her way to a dubstep concert, like wearing the ears.
Also, Grant's head is so big. Grant's head is so big that the bottoms of the headband don't even reach his ears.
Hey, period. A lot of room in there for some smarts.
For some knowledge.
A lot of room in there for some knowledge in it.
In that. Anyway, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone. We're so glad we've entered the holiday season because Halloween kicks it all off. And now everything is just from here on out, baby. Everything is just
awesome. From here on out, everything is awesome. And everything I can't freaking wait for this year's holidays because we have a baby now.
Yeah.
What is Carmen being for Halloween?
Okay, we did get sent a wig by one of Lauren's friends.
I've seen the wig.
And it kind of looks like Boo from Monsters, Inc.
So we're going to do Monsters, Inc.?
Well, I was thinking of dressing as Roz. Lauren was going to...
Mike Wazowski?
Lauren was going to be Mike Wazowski or maybe Sully.
Does she want to borrow this outfit of mine and then she could just do eyeball on the head?
Yo, that is Mike Wazowski, huh?
Yeah.
And what it's is Mike Wazowski? Frog. What is Mike Wazowski but a frog?
What is Mike Wazowski but a one-eyed frog?
But a one-eyed frog.
And I've always said that.
And what is Sully but...
kind of hot.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I think there's a warmth to it. I think there's a fitness to it.
He's tall.
I think... And here's the thing.
He's tall. He's good at his job.
Here's the thing. Do we think Wazowski is out of his league with Schmoopsy Poo?
No, they actually make a lot of sense.
No,
together.
Okay, so I agree. Okay, so I agree. Yeah. At first you're like the hair, the general sort of like,
no, there's like a
mythology
hot,
around that kind of a monster is that she's always hot.
There's a hot girl that loves a squirrely little dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and admittedly, he's like the right hand to one of the most famous monsters
in
the world.
He is so frat boy, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say more like date the rapper's manager.
I was
going to
say
rapper.
The manager of the football player.
I'm
or whatever.
Serious though.
And Sully
like
and
Adele married that agent.
Yeah,
that,
but he's like famous on his own.
I know, but he's not going to get stopped in the streets in the way that LeBron is getting stopped in the streets.
Oh, he's really fast.
No, he's not getting stopped in the streets the way LeBron. Grant, do you feel like Wazowski's out of his league with Schmoopsy Poo? What's her name?
Rich Paul, I think.
Actually, don't
his
even
name.
Know. I didn't even know he had like a boo. Is that the one he like goes to the restaurant?
Yeah.
To meet up
yeah
with?
And she's got the snakes for hair.
And she's mad and she's
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always fighting?
Yeah, they're always fighting.
Yeah, it's like an SEC couple. You know how. You know what I'm talking about?
SEC. Okay, this
I
is
told
a really
you, it's like
good
a
reference.
Trope.
This is a really good reference, but for the Adoids, I'm not sure it's going to be a really good fit. SEC is a division of college football where there is all these like dudes in a polo tucked into their jeans who marry these absolute smoke show tens. That's the vibe. Goofy
smoke
fat
show
goofy
tens.
Frat bro tucking his polo into his jeans, like phone on the belt loop.
And Sully marries Haley Seinfeld.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not monster version of Haley Seinfeld.
Actual Haley Seinfeld. I feel like she'd be into him.
Are we saying Seinfeld or Steinfeld?
Steinfeld.
Yeah. Okay, because I did hear us say Seinfeld a couple of times.
Both of you said Seinfeld and not Steinfeld the first two times.
I think we said what we said. I think we said what we needed to say. What's everyone's favorite Halloween candy?
I'm now picturing a sitcom called Steinfeld, which is her coming in being like, what's the deal with being married to an NFL player?
It would be fire and it would go platinum.
Yeah. As TV shows are ranked in the same way that musics are.
To me.
Okay.
What's everyone's favorite Halloween candy?
Snickers bar. I love a Snickers bar. Hey.
Are there some candies that are not Halloween candies?
That's a good question.
Are there some that are...
Well, there are some that are more Halloween than others, like when they do the pumpkin jack-o'-lantern Reese's. But I would
but
agree with Grant
like,
in that all candies are Halloween candies.
Not true. Like nobody's handing out Toblerones. Like, you wouldn't call that Halloween candy.
Bro, that'd be fire.
I know, but
you
it's
roll
not
up,
a Halloween
You roll
candy.
Up to a house and you get them Toblers.
I'm talking the things that come in bite size that are classically going to wind up in your pillowcase by the end of the day.
Oh,
hey, those
I
are Halloween candies.
God, it goes in the pillowcase.
Bro, do not give me a bit o' honey, ever.
I love
don't,
a bit of honey.
Don't,
in
don't,
fact, if
don't.
You give Gabe a bit of honey, Gabe,
no, it's a
you
bit
of
that honey. That's like saying 50 cent. His name is not bit 50
honey.
Cent.
If you give Gabe bit of honey, I'll
Thank
eat
you.
It.
Okay.
Don't give me an Almond Joy. Don't give me a what's the one? What's the coconut one?
Mound Joy.
Mound Joy.
Mound Joy.
Don't give me an Almond Joy. Don't give me a Mound Joy.
Mound Joy.
Atrocious. My favorite was always 100 grand. 100 grand was always
100 grand is fire underrated.
Wait, what's in 100 grand?
It's the crisp. It's like Rice Krispies almost.
It's caramel, crispy, nougat, and it's like a Milky Way with kind of like Milky Way with Krispies.
So it's like a Crunch Bar Milky Way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. What?
You've had. Don't act like you didn't grow up in the same America we did.
No, I did.
You've definitely had 100 grand.
I did. I'm just saying.
You forgot?
I'm just saying it's not top of mind. I don't remember.
100 grand is amazing.
You guys remember Cowtails?
I love Cowtails. Another example of candy that's not a Halloween candy.
Agree.
Nobody's getting no one's getting Cowtails in their pillowcases.
Agree. Here's the thing. Give me a king size. It's more about size for me than it is about...
You feel entitled to a king size?
No, I'm not entitled to it. I'm just saying I'll be happy with a king size anything. That just the magic of that feels so like you show up to a house and they hit you with a big one.
When I'm going to own a house and when I do, what will be the candy I hand out? I think I'll own a house or at least rent a house in 5 to 7 years probably. And by that time, since I'm a homeowner, I'm obviously rich.
Uh-huh.
I think what I would buy is something that I know that everyone will like. What about candy necklaces?
No.
What if I was the house that handed out candy accessories?
No, because those get
edible
sticky.
Underwear?
Those get sticky. Now we're talking. Hey, kids.
No. Don't. This is not a bit that we want to do. This is not a bit that we want to do. No.
Yeah,
I know your heart is pure, but there's no way to navigate that one.
Could you imagine coming home, you're a kid bringing home a pillowcase full of candy?
I'd call the police.
And you're pulling out all the stuff that
you had. I'd call the damn police.
And then they're like, what's this? And the mommies are like,
I'd be like, well, it's actually just a new person on the sex offender list if I had anything to do about it.
What's the sex offender list?
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Okay, but
we're off in the weeds. And you want to know what happened? I grabbed both of us and saw a patch of weeds over there. And I
said,
guys,
come with me.
Come on this way over here into these weeds.
Please, I like it.
And you said, please don't go over to these weeds. And I said, no. But what if there's a flower in here? And you said, there's no flowers in here. I said, but wait. Let's keep checking.
If I eliminate chocolate from the planet, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
All Halloween candies are chocolate.
Airheads, the little ones.
Whoa.
I mean, love Airheads.
Obviously, the adults know if Gerd's Gummy Gusters count.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you they make little bags for Halloween now. There's no way they haven't jumped on that.
If Gerd's Gummy Gusters count, then of course it's that.
Absolute.
You, Gabe?
I just want to bring up, I'm going to find the photo and I'm going to send it, but... there's one of my favorite photos of all time of our family.
I know what you're going to talk about.
Is a photo of...
Grant dressed as a chef.
Grant dressed as a pizza chef. It is so exceptionally good. For some reason, we'll put it up here and we'll post it to the stories. For some reason, Grant looks like his hair is all missing in the
like
photo
it's
too.
Like
it's chunky, patchy
it.
Hair.
And he's got one tooth, like...
His eyes are wide as can be. Also, this is such a famous photo to us in our family that we are recalling this photo without having looked at it. And
it's
I guarantee
photo
we're
from,
dead
I'm
on.
Not kidding, 2004.
Dead
and
on.
I can think of it perfectly in my mind.
2004? He wasn't five.
2007?
Yeah, because I think I was in high school.
Whoa. When in 2007, you were in high school and I was not.
Correct.
And Grant was in elementary school.
Correct.
What a time. We should have started a podcast then. We would have said some awesome stuff.
Think about how much better we would be.
At podcasting?
Yeah.
We would have beat Joe Rogan. Then.
We would have beat Joe Rogan.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Hindsight is 2020. When Grant was 5 and I was 10 and Gabe was 12, we should have started this podcast back then.
Yeah. When we were younger and had a lot more energy, we should have started this podcast back then, 'cause then we could have beat Joe Rogan at his game. We could have beat Joe Rogan at his Joe Rogan game.
And all the while been taller than him.
Yeah, cause isn't he kind of a smaller guy?
I remember a couple of years ago someone hired a plane to ride in the sky that Joe Rogan is literally 5'8".
Six?
Oh, he's shorter than that. He's literally like 5'6 or 5'5.
Whatever. Wow. Someone wrote in the sky, Joe Rogan is literally 5'5. I'll find a picture of it. I saw it in the sky. It was crazy.
But if we would have started earlier, we would have beaten him at his game. Because famously, podcasting is
a longevity.
Is a tall person's medium and a longevity medium.
Hey, did you see that you can now view the like top 100 podcasts on Spotify? It's kind of interesting to see where everyone ranks, which you couldn't see that before.
Have we broken into the top 100?
Do you know 100? If
we're... We're at like...
Wait, genuinely, it goes that far?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I was going to make up a very, very large number.
Yeah.
We're at 1,467,000.
No, but can do it. Climb the charts. Climb the charts.
I'd actually love to know where we're at in the charts right now so we can see ourselves climb it.
Hey, if there's going to be a trick instead of trick or treat, or if you get if the option is trick or treat, what are the tricks people are doing?
Pantsing. But it's the only thing I can think of.
What else? Tricks?
Trick or treat, and I say trick, and then you pants them.
That's kind of the only option. And then it's just edible underwear under there, or what?
Oh, wait. Smashing Pumpkins. Is that a band?
Yes.
But also, it's a thing people do.
Okay. Grant, how would you trick?
Smashing Pumpkins is a band?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No, they have a famous one. They're a big famous one you're going to recognize, but tell me your trick.
You throw a water balloon at them if they say trick instead of treat.
Water balloon.
Yeah.
Who would want a trick over a treat, though? Do you think when you say trick or treat, you're saying I'll take either? Or when you say trick or treat, you're saying I'm going to perform either?
Or is it, do I get a trick or a treat?
And then if I say trick, I could be like, okay, then pass.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because you're like, trick or treat.
And the person's like, trick.
But can we map that onto something else like basketball or soccer, and someone would be like,
oh, soccer.
So trick or treat, okay, trick.
And then you're like, okay, actually I'm gonna pass. If it's actually, trick, I'm gonna pass.
Oh, so we're checking.
I'm asking you trick or treat, and you say trick, and then I go, okay, well, then I'm good, and then I leave your doorstep.
So are we saying, like, culturally, we're not really listening to the questions people are asking?
No, trick or treat has become a statement that means give me candy.
Yeah.
But the words really are a question. Grant?
I also think it's trick or treat.
Tricker.
T-I-R-C-K-E-R, treat. Trick or treat.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So it's not trick or treat. It's you're demanding a trick or treat.
Yeah.
I would like a treat, a trick or treat.
What makes a treat tricker?
No, the person is the tricker.
Yeah, and careful. I want their treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. You come in and you're like, trick or treat.
The treat is tricker if it comes from tricker.
Yeah.
The person doing the tricking, you're saying, I don't want a trick.
The treat itself is obsolete, but to make it tricker, a tricker has to give it to you.
A person holding a bowl of candy is a tricker.
Right.
So they trick or treat.
So if the treat is from them, it's a trick or treat.
Yes. It's feeling like a derogatory word in a way that
also,
I'm not liking.
We there's no way kids in 2025 go up to the door and say trick or treat.
Yes, they do.
Because they're all lame as hell.
They send the cocoa robot to go trick or treating for them.
And their moms go, are there seed oils in this 100 grand?
Yeah.
That's
and they can't
true.
Eat the candy.
Yeah. Hey, this is leading me into my thing I wanted to talk about today. We have some friends taking...
You're going to tell a scary story?
You wanted to tell a scary story. And I have a scary story. I'll tell my little scary story.
Okay, but you can just say the thing about the friends that you were going to say. If that's not a scary story, go ahead and just say
it. I don't really have as scary of a story as you have.
Okay.
My scary story is this.
This week on the podcast for the Hollow Freakin' Ween episode, we're going to be telling some scary stories.
This one isn't so much scary as it is. You asked me what my scary story was today. and it happened 2 days ago.
Ooh, recent.
And it might just be kind of a bummer to bring up.
Ooh, a bummer, the scariest of all.
So the two of you be ready to pivot hard out of this. Ready?
I'm ready.
So 2 days ago, my beautiful baby daughter had her nails so long, like a witch's nails.
I already know this isn't going to bum me out. Ooh.
Like a witch's nails.
Witch baby.
Spooky. And as we've said before on the podcast, she's like arching her back and going up on her head and feet and being like a spooky witchy baby.
Witch baby.
But a beautiful, like a beautiful.
A beautiful like, witch, like yeah. An ethereal kind yeah. From the movie.
And so daddy was tasked with clipping Yuck. Her nails. And that's me. I'm the daddy one. So daddy was tasked with clipping her nails. So we sat there. And we started to clip the nails. Clip.
Clip.
One by one.
Clip.
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 And when we got to the last clip. Nail, she moved right at the last second. And I clipped. I clipped the little. I clipped the little tip of her finger a little bit. I clipped the little tip of her finger a little bit. And I literally have wanted to throw up for 72 hours straight. She's fine.
That's really scary.
Isn't that so scary? It's devastating. It's so devastating because you can't say, you can say, and I did say, I'm so sorry. But they don't know the words. She doesn't know the English words.
Right. So she's going to hold a grudge. By the way, it just looked like I did a laugh, but really I sneezed. Sorry.
This guy who's supposed to be a big, goofy, fun guy that she hangs out with during the day is now like scary nail clipper guy.
Yeah, and she's going to internalize that.
Scary nail clipper guy? That's the spookiest of all. Scary nail clipper guy. He does an awesome job right up until the thumb. And then you move your thumb and then I get a little tip of the fingy. Where are you going? Should we pause? He's the spooky nail clipper guy. He's clipping all the nails. He's the spooky nail clipper guy. He's clipping all the nails. Sometimes he puts you in a bath, and the bath is a little bit too cold. Sometimes he gives you a bottle, and the bottle's a little bit too cold. Sometimes he lays you down in your perfectly soft crib, but the crib is a little bit too cold. And he's not always doing exactly what you wish because you can't speak English, and he's just this random guy that your mom birthed you, and now this guy's in charge of you, and that's what a dad is. Spooky name. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine.
I seriously, it's so devastating. I know no one cares about this, but there's a couple parents that listen to this, guaranteed.
No, I know. I whacked her when she was a baby.
It sucks. When you bonk
I whacked her and I wanted to throw up.
Clip a little tip of the thumb off. It's like so, because you can't explain. It's like, you know when you step on your dog's paw?
Yeah,
it's that horrible. Times 5 billion, because you know that. It's so bad.
Spooky. I can't imagine being a beautiful, ethereal, brand new being in this world and opening up my sweet little eyes with my long eyelashes and looking up and seeing that you are responsible for my well-being.
Yeah.
I would be like, close my eyes, back closed, yeah. And let's start over.
Hey, little girl, it's me, your dad. Literally.
And I'd be like, whoa.
You'd be like, can we get a more serious one,
please? I could have wound up anywhere in the world, and this is where I wound up.
Also, can you get a
Hello?
Job?
Hello? Get a freaking job.
Get a job. get a real job, dad one. Why does the boob lady that I love do Zoom calls, and you're here?
Right.
You know?
I have a spooky thought.
What is it?
Here's my spooky thought. If you're taxed at 30%,
no, this is real.
Then you're working January to March for the government. Ooh.
Whoa.
Actually, sorry, January, February, March. You're working January to like April 20th for the government, completely all for the government. Ooh.
Whoa.
Is that why?
Ooh.
Is that why 420 is such a big deal? Because you finally have earned your money.
You try to smoke enough to get rid of the thought that you work for the government for 3 months. Ooh.
Totally. You know, for me, because I kind of work like 8 to 6, really it's like every day from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock I'm working for the government.
Bro. Yeah, you can break it down however you want to break it down.
Every afternoon I'm toiling away for
Dante Tronti.
Dornty Trontor.
The guy who's the color of the pillow under your arm?
I'd like to think that my work is funding the public libraries.
Hey, that's the thing too. Like when you think about taxes as like, hey, the roads are better. When you think about taxes like, hey, public schools,
I'm not
like,
anti-tax.
Cool.
I'm just anti some of this bolt.
Yeah, well, because that's the trickiness is that maybe you're a happy one where you're like, cool, the taxes are going and now they're getting rid of my trash. That's awesome. The taxes are going and now they're de-icing the roads. That's awesome. But then sometimes
the taxes are
going to other stuff.
I'd like
not
my taxes
about.
To go to pay teachers more like a living wage.
What if each individual person's taxes only got allocated to one thing? And it's like random. Ooh. And you're like,
I'm responsible like, for hear, that sewage drain.
Did
right
you hear
there.
Gabe's taxes go to missiles?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Allie's, you know, Allie's goes to the library. So
Allie,
like
Allie goes
we
to
need
the library.
We actually, you know, we need her to work a little bit harder. So
we
that,
need her to make more money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I was just gonna say, actually, my taxes going to missiles, not a huge problem right now.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Very
good.
Underfunded missiles.
I'd actually like Gabe's taxes to go to missiles and yeah. that to be the budget.
No, but that would be sick though if you could decide where you wanted your taxes. I guess that's what voting
that's
is.
That's kind of
it is, but it's not. It is, but it's not because we're not
it's
actually
not,
it's
literally though, yeah. No, but yeah, but yeah, that yeah. is what the attempt is. Yeah. We just arrived to democracy in this podcast.
It would be sick if we could choose
hey, wait
who
a second.
Leads us.
Wait a second. Wait. Wait. Do you think we could decide where we want
to
the money
to go? Boys at the front of the fat burg.
We salute you.
Okay, but wouldn't that be sick if we could decide specifically like, hey, this year my taxes, community gardens.
I'd like to pick my own senator and my own president too. Just be like, my president?
Yeah, but that's the thing is you can, but
no,
it has
I can't.
To be.
I tried.
No, I understand. But that's what the attempt of democracy is.
Democratic Republic.
Hey, do you guys know about democracy?
Okay.
Wait,
is
what
this
if?
This really cool idea.
What if you spin a wheel?
Love this so far.
You spin a wheel and you either have to pay double in taxes, but you get to choose where it goes, or you pay regular taxes and you don't get to choose where it goes.
Okay,
would you spin that wheel?
So this wheel has this wheel is a pie chart with two sides on it. So you're spinning and it's either double or nothing?
No. No.
You wouldn't
no.
spin the wheel? You'd rather just pay regular taxes straight up and
you'd rather just give your
40% of my income is crazy.
To go to
because I make like $500,000 a year. So that's a lot. That's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, I make $8 billion a year. So it's like it's enough money to fund small countries.
Unfortunately, if you're making $500,000 a year, you'd actually be paying much more than 40% in taxes.
Okay. Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
how much do you wait,
tell your
51.
Scary story?
We need to
if
talk
you live
about
in Los
this.
Angeles, it's over 50%.
Really?
We can't do a whole podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Podcast.
I actually didn't know that. Clearly
the
by the shock
change
of
change fairy. It's the subject change fairy because we're on the subject of taxes for way
I mean,
too
you're
long.
You're incentivized
and so
to leave the city.
It's
then.
The subject change fairy. It's the subject
like, why would
change
you live here?
Fairy. We're changing the subject so that you can talk about your scary story so we can get out of the subject. We just went from accidentally clipping the fingertip of a human baby into taxes. I can't think of a worse slew of subjects on a podcast.
Okay, mine is a scary story.
Happy
as well.
Happy Halloween, freaking ween, dude.
I'm going to admit something that's vulnerable in this story, and I want us to blow past it.
Okay.
And if you relate to this vulnerable thing that I'm going to admit to, I'm with you, and this is about to scare the shit out of you.
Here we go.
About a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer, I went to a dentist in Highland Park, Los Angeles. And it was a horrible experience. I left with a terrible taste in my mouth, pun intended.
What was it, like sour milk? Or you mean metaphor?
Metaphor and literal.
Oh.
Dentists taste bad, like fluoride's nasty.
Fluoride's nasty. Are they giving us the option of bubblegum?
No.
Anymore?
When you're grown, you don't get any awesome things.
It's just the mint one.
And that's part of what's so scary. Okay.
Ooh, the loss of childhood wonder.
There's this thing I've noticed happening at dentists where they try to upsell you on a bunch of stuff. Kind of like a mechanic. And I don't know teeth, nor do I know cars, as aforementioned. So I'm confused and scared at the dentist, and they're telling me I need these special things that I don't know to believe them or not. And this dentist was really pushy and really scary, and it resulted in me not going to the dentist since. Ooh, that's the vulnerable thing I wanted to admit. I haven't been to the dentist in way too long. Just recently, I decided to change dentists, which, by the way, is not easy at all. You have to call the guys and tell them, I want a new primary dentist, and you have to do the research to find one that's good. I digress. I changed dentists to someone who had good reviews. Fingers crossed, he's amazing.
On what source?
Google.
Okay. Did you check Yelp?
Yes.
Did you check teethdaddies.com?
I actually own that URL.
Really?
You can't even believe.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, for different reasons.
Okay.
Now, I rock up to the dentist. I say to my dentist, my new dentist's face, I haven't been to the dentist in a long time because my last experience was whack. And I said, whack. And he said, okay, hopefully today is not whack. And I welcome said, I hope to so too.
Welcome to my office. Of course, today will not be whack.
So they start with x-rays on my face. I threw up during the x-rays.
Seems you are the one providing the whack.
No, totally. The guy put something in my mouth and I threw up. And I said, ah! I digress. I lay down in the dentist chair.
Hold on. You threw up?
Yeah.
I was going with the story and I was doing the underscore and then, what do you mean you threw up?
I'm sitting there.
You said like you yarfed all over this man?
No. I'm sitting there in a chair. They put a thing in my mouth to take pictures of my my skull. I got to see my skull. Gorgeous, by the way, my skull. Like it's like perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. The guy's putting things in my mouth like you write down on something and then they take a photo and then you write down on
no, I know. Get to the part where you barfed. What do you mean?
He put this thing in my mouth that was too big and I was like this. Bleh, and I did two big gags.
Not a barf.
And then he moved it and walked out of the room and I threw up in my mouth and closed my mouth around it. Sorry. Scrub forward 15 seconds if this grosses you out. Closed my mouth around it and went, for him to come get the thing out of my mouth. He pulls the thing out of my mouth. I swallow the barf.
Ew, bro.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. Well, you wanted the specifics.
Well, I guess.
I tried to move on. We can edit that out.
No, leave it.
I lay down in the dentist chair, and the dentist said, your teeth look fine.
Your teeth look fine.
I'm like, thank God. He's like, any longer, and if you wait a really long time to go to the dentist, you lose, this is the scary part, you have the potential to lose bone thickness on your teeth. And he shows me a picture of a tooth that hasn't been professionally cleaned in a long time. And there was like little holes in between each of the teeth because they were like deteriorating, almost like ancient ruins.
If you don't come see me, your bones will slowly disappear.
The bones that everyone can see.
If you don't come see me, your bones will slowly disappear. They're the kind of bones that you show to the world
if
first.
If you don't come see
come
me,
see me.
There'll be holes where your bones are supposed to be.
When you smile, all will see is Swiss
if
cheese.
If you don't come see
if
me,
you don't come see me,
you will never be kissed again.
You'll never be kissed again.
'Cause your face bones will have holes. Your face bones will have holes. Your face,
your face bones will have holes.
Yeah, your face bones will have holes.
really got face bones with holes.
He was like, if you had waited another year, you'd have this. And he showed me a picture and I was like, oh, but get this. Didn't even have a single cavity.
Bro, I got to go back to the dentist.
You're supposed to go every 6 months, by the way.
No, I know. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
And I'm telling you this as a cautionary tale. I got out alive. My dentist was actually really cool and nice. I'm going to go back to him if you don't have one you like.
I don't.
That's dentist part of the lake in Pasadena or something. It's on Lake Street. I'll send you the thing.
Pasadena.
I do all doctors in Pasadena because that's where the rich people live.
Wow.
I'll send you his page. He was like our age.
Wow.
And he was cool and he didn't make me feel stupid for not coming to the dentist.
Well,
for a
I'm really
long time.
Glad. That is very scary. And I'm really glad that you dodged that bullet.
It was so scary.
We can't have holes in your bones.
I mean, imagine I have like nasty, like hole head teeth. Yike. And that's a scary thing that can happen to any of us. I just thought that your teeth would get like gross.
Yeah.
But actually you can get holes in them. So just guys go to the dentist. And if you don't have a dentist that you like, just do a little bit of research because it really is so important that you get your teeth cleaned. Okay.
You only have so many teeth.
And you only have one life.
Unless you become a famous Major League Baseball player, then you can have brand new fancy teeth.
Well, if you're having brand new fancy teeth, this doesn't apply to you. But if you have regular people teeth because you have regular people money and regular people life, please go get them clean because something can happen.
Can you do a speed haiku about being this scary fingernail guy?
Oh.
And then I'll do a speed haiku and then we'll transition.
You never know who will be in charge of you. It might be a scary.
You never know who will be in charge of you. It might be a scary.
Ooh. And what about you, dentist?
You've only got so many face bones in there. Gotta keep them good. You only got so many face bones in there. Got to keep them good.
They should put that on the front of the dentist's office. Listen, they should start scaring people into coming to the dentist. It's like, yeah, you need your teeth cleaned, but just so you know, you only have so many face bones. And it actually requires that they pick at it with their little thing. I did think they upsell me on one thing, though. They were like shining this infrared light on my gums that I paid a bunch of money for, and they were like, this will stop the dirt from coming or something.
Ew.
I was like, okay.
You've been sending us in problems that you have, friends, listeners.
And we help solve them with
the power of beautiful music. This one this week, Happy Halloween, comes in.
Is it a weenie one?
From our friend, kinda.
Okay.
There's not really anybody
who
has sent in.
No one's doing themed questions.
No one's like, hey, hope this one lands on the Halloween episode.
Okay.
Here's my very spooky specific problem.
Let's do this right now. Could one or two of you send some Thanksgiving questions and then one or two of you
send
some
Christmas
questions?
Yeah,
or Hanukkah or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just right now so that we can have a theme.
This one comes in from BB.
BB? Hey, BB.
Hi. I feel like I have so many problems in my life.
Totally.
But here's one that won't be devastating to listen to. I can't sleep.
That is devastating.
I go to sleep at like, I end up falling asleep at like 10:30. I lay in my bed doom scrolling and my body's like 10:30 PM. You're good. You're down, conked out. But I can't seem to sleep past 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. My body will not let me. I will rise from my slumber. I will pee. I'll go back to bed and be like, I don't have to wake up for another hour and a half to take the kids to school. But my body says, absolutely not. You may not sleep. Mm-hmm. So please help me solve this problem with the power of music. Thank you.
That's so real, by the way. I also struggle to sleep on the back end. Close my eyes when I lay down.
Out.
She's gone. If I ever have trouble sleeping, it's in the morning, especially when I'm jet lagged. I'll wake up at like 4 and be like, well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we have two options here.
Okay.
We could help write a song that advises her on how to keep sleeping.
Sure.
Or we could write a song that she could listen to when she can't sleep to help.
I think that's the one.
We could solve the problem.
I think that's the one.
Hush, little. Wait, sorry, what's her name?
BB.
Oh. Convenient.
Hush, little BB, don't you cry.
Mom said's gonna write you a lullaby. Shh, close your eyes, BB.
Close those eyes.
It's time to go. Wait, we're being kind of slow.
Yeah, it's Halloween, oh, dude.
It's time to go back to sleep, BB. Let's count sheep, BB.
Go one sheep, he's got kind of a nice little red shirt on. It's sort of like Winnie the Pooh, but his shirt says, hey, surf's up.
Two sheep, the sheep works at the public library, honestly, and it's organizing books at the Dewey Decimal System, doing a lot for the community.
Three sheep, this sheep is the assistant coach for your kid's softball team, and he just so happens to look like Michael B. Jordan, and we're not sure why, but we're happy he's there. We're actually not sure whose kid is his, but he looks so handsome that we don't mind. That's the third sheep.
Wait, hold on, let's stay on the third sheep. He looks like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's so handsome.
And he's at the school every day.
Yeah.
Does he have a wedding ring on?
No, he doesn't. Is not.
Oh, BB, this is major for you. He's not married.
Although I think maybe BB is, but
we don't know.
We don't know. We don't want to assume BB.
And maybe not for long. If there's
but
a,
regardless,
there's a coach that
you've
looks
got
like
a sheep
Jordan.
That okay. looks like Michael B. Jordan.
Four sheep. This sheep is giving you a facial massage, telling you it's time to go to sleep. Just rubbing the temples that help you relax. And there's some sort of a lavender scent by your nose. You're getting tireder now, BB. After this fourth sheep.
And now the fifth sheep is like Ian McKellen. He's an older British guy, and he's reading you a little storybook, and there's something about his spirit that feels very calming to you, and his accent sounds lovely, and you trust that he will protect you.
And now the sixth sheep is cuddled up next to you in bed. It's really soft and it doesn't smell like a farm. It's making you cozy and you're falling back to sleep.
To sleep, to sleep. Now that we've counted
little baby
sheep.
Now, whoever's in bed with BB, could you please turn off the podcast?
Because she has to keep sleeping. I'm not sure if it's like plugged into an iHomer
or
if it's being Bluetooth to sort of
BB sleeping.
BB sleeping, can you please turn this off? Can you? It might be like through a JBL, or maybe you guys have Sonos in your house.
Or we could.
But regardless, hey, whoever's there, maybe one of the kids can get up real quick because BB has kids. Can you get up and hit pause?
She also only has an hour and a half till she has to get up again, so we could be sit quiet for an hour and a half.
This is going to be a 3-hour
episode.
Yeah, 3 hours.
We'll just sit quiet for an
hour and a half of silence.
Just whispering the rest of the podcast so we can sleep. Okay.
That was probably helpful.
Okay, I imagine she's dead asleep now.
Here's the thing. That's probably the most helpful we've ever been.
That was actually not just us giving advice, but that was actually us helping.
Helping.
And I think we were being extremely helpful.
We're not just telling you what to do. We're doing it for you.
Yeah, and we're the kind of...
Find another podcast that does that.
Find another podcast that puts you to sleep.
Find another podcast that does a Halloween episode that puts you to sleep.
I didn't realize that my eyeballs were stuck under my headphones again.
Oh, there's eyeballs under here.
Why didn't you guys tell me?
Because I'm not looking at you, bro.
Bro?
All right.
Kermit the Frog here.
Happy Halloween. I'm so glad.
Why are there so many?
Hold on. I've got it.
Songs about rainbows and what's on the other side.
Better than before.
I think.
That was a really good Kermit, and I see improvement in your Kermit, and I see improvement in all of the things that you do as you strive towards your goals.
Let's
and I'm just really thankful to have been a witness to your life and all these tricks and treats that we did as kids.
A witness to my life. We did trick or treat together as kids.
So many tricks, so many treats, and I'm just so honored to have been a part of all of them. Really, I am. In other news, I think it's time to rank the brothers. What kind of vibe do you want for the brothers?
Spooky? I'd like you to pick it, and no. Better be Halloween-y.
Oh. I'm going to rank the brothers, and they'll never see it coming. It's time for the time where someone's disappointed, my favorite part of the week. It's time for the time where one of my brothers goes home crying in his car. I'm going to rank my brothers, and they will never see it coming.
Number one brother this week is Grant.
It just feels like it's because it was my birthday last week, and so then now we just have to swing it over, so prove it.
He's the Miss Piggy. He's the off-brand Miss Piggy to my off-brand Kermit.
That's pretty good.
He's the off-brand Grant, could you please do a Miss Piggy? Hi-ya!
He looks to the side. He looks to the side.
He can't think of how Miss Piggy sounds.
I can't. Honestly, I can't.
She goes like this. Kirby, hi-ya!
Isn't it more raspy?
Yeah.
Hi-ya!
That's actually pretty good. That was actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
Kirby!
You guys want to hear what I wrote in my journal?
Yes, please. Yeah, it's
time for Grant's journal.
Time for Grant's journal. Sterling Silver!
Sterling Silver. I wrote two things in my journal today. The first thing I wrote was, it's ween, with a smiley face.
It's ween.
It's ween. Vamos, Lions.
The second thing I wrote was, shout out antibiotics.
Shout out antibiotics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
Bro, that's like one of the most important inventions that we ever had in all of our existence.
Antibiotics?
They saved so many lives.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So many lives. Millions.
I have a question about antibiotics. Are they alive?
No. It's typically a fungus that kills bacteria.
Okay, so it's alive.
You know how we... Oh. Maybe. Or it's something that comes off of a fungus.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'd like to know if an antibiotic is alive or not. I'm going to ask the internet.
It probably depends on the antibiotic. But it was crazy because Alexander Fleming in like 18-something, uh-huh. or like 1910, totally don't remember, but it's all good.
Uh-huh.
He was growing little guys in the petri dish, you know, as one does. Uh-huh.
Sounds alive.
Well, he was growing bacteria in the petri dish, and then it accidentally got a fungal infection.
The bacteria got an infection.
There was some fungus that got up in one of his petri dishes, uh-huh. and it was killing the bacteria, but not other cells. And he said, interesting.
Interesting. Maybe we follow this thread to see where it goes.
Are you
Cut
ready?
To overpopulation.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our stem?
And antibiotic resistance.
Yeah, are you ready for SEMRA?
Hit it.
Nope. Antibiotics are not alive. They're Grant chemical right. substances, either naturally derived, like from fungi or bacteria, or synthetically made, that are designed to kill or inhibit the growth of bacteria. Think of them as molecular tools, not living organisms.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Because bacterial cell walls.
We can't just be reading ChatGPT on a podcast.
This is not ChatGPT.
Okay, well, we can't just be reading.
Bacterial cell walls have different properties than human cell walls. So you can use targets to tool. You can use tools to target the specific properties of bacterial cell walls. So like take the antibiotics and they only can go through and kill the bacteria and not your human cells.
Wow. Well,
this is really interesting.
We don't want to be killing anyone's human cells.
No.
We want to be
important that we remain human. Some antibiotics like penicillin come from living things, but the antibiotic itself is a compound, not a creature.
Look, compound, not a creature.
So just because it comes from something living doesn't mean it's alive. Kind of like my spit?
Sure. Ew. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mom Said. We're so glad you guys listened to this podcast. It's actually crazy that you do. Happy Halloween in a couple of days, or if you're listening to this late, happy Halloween a couple of days ago.
I hope your Halloween was great.
Yeah. I hope you tricked. I hope you tricked. I hope you treated. I hope all your trick-or-treats came from the perfect trick-or-treat person. And they were king size. And they were not edible underwear. Because that would cause a problem in the neighborhood.
And so if you're a treater, I mean a tricker, I hope you have fun doing tricks as the tricker, even if you're handing out treats.
Yeah, and we're thankful that you listen, so please tell your friends about us, because we're thankful that you listen. Tell your friends about us. We talked about it in the intro, but my very first special is coming out on November 12th, my debut musical comedy special.
Scary.
It will not be spooky, but it will be scary good. We are very proud of it. A lot of friends helped me make this. It's such a big, exciting project. It'll be out on Veeps November 12th. You can purchase a ticket and join me for the live premiere of it. But then after the premiere, you can still buy a ticket anytime and watch it at your leisure. But it will be premiering November 12th.
It's actually quite good, and I do make an appearance with some boots that I do need to get cobbled.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, get your boots cobbled, and to our younger listeners.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.